Aside from Santa sleigh bells and evergreen trees, Christmas celebrations have one other traditional element, the Christmas cookie. And the secret to a good Christmas cookie, as any good chef will tell you, is the decoration. Sprinkles and colored sugar are common, but one particular favorite of gourmet bakers and grandmas alike are the things many of us know as those little silver balls. They have a name. Dragées. This year, they were the subject of a lawsuit. Attorney Mark Pollack of Napa Valley, California, brought a suit against the distributors of dragées in California, claiming those little balls of sugar coated in silver are, in fact, a health hazard. Joining us to explain the controversy surrounding these cookie capers is San Francisco Chronicle reporter Carol Ness, who wrote about the disappearance of California's dragées in yesterday's paper. And welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, Neil.
Why does Mr. Pollack think dragées are dangerous?
Well, Mr. Pollack says that silver is a toxic substance and that if you eat too much of it, it accumulates in your body the way mercury or lead does, and that eventually it can cause problems if you eat too much of it.
Has anyone actually ever gotten sick from eating too many dragées?
Well, neither the state nor Mr. Pollack knows of any yet, but he says it's a subtle poison.
A subtle poison. Are people regarding him now that his suit has gone through? Is he a hero or a Grinch?
Oh, my God. Overwhelmingly a Grinch. We did a reader poll on our website yesterday, sfgate.com, and 75% of the readers who answered it said that they thought they were being Scrooged.
Now, these decorations are used, I gather, mostly, I've only seen them at holidays. I'm told some people use them at wedding decorations, that sort of thing. But this is not a year-round comestible.
Well, it's a pretty much a specialty thing. Yeah, weddings and anniversaries are the other big time you see them used. But mostly it's Christmas cookies and gingerbread houses and all those cute little cakes for Christmas.
And so even if you eat a bunch of holiday cookies, as most of us do, you're not going to eat a whole lot of dragées.
Well, that's the thinking that most people say. In fact, one baking supply person told me, you know, I've always been more worried about someone breaking a tooth on them.
Huh. Now, where is the FDA in this?
The FDA has kind of ducked. They say they make the dragées carry a label that says used for decoration only, the idea being that people will take them off the cookies and not eat them.
I'm sure everybody pays attention to that.
Yeah.
So these are really not food.
Well, that's how the FDA has chosen to look at it, although Mr. Pollack points out that everyone eats them anyway, and that's sort of why he's suing.
Now, is this campaign likely to spread beyond the state of California?
That's an interesting question. From some of the suppliers, I've heard rumblings from other states, but a lot of people say that California is the only state with a law that allows this kind of lawsuit where there's been no known harm. It's a consumer law. I don't know if that's true or not.
Now, Mr. Pollack, the lawyer, is the main, well, depending on how you look at him, a hero or a Grinch, but I understand he's enlisted an ally, Martha Stewart.
Well, I wasn't aware of that.
Ah, well, we had heard that indeed he had challenged Martha Stewart for using these little silver balls, and she said, well, in that case, no dragées.
Well, I didn't know she said no dragées. What I heard was that after she was sued, she put something in her magazine that said, be sure you don't eat the dragées.
Well, there's a warning of sorts, I suppose.
I'd say so,
and
yeah.
She's got enough legal problems already, I suspect.
Exactly.
Carol Ness, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Carol Ness is a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. She spoke to us from that newspaper's headquarters in California. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.